Yeah, it's a question I want to ask you guys this morning, and it's who are we? And I just want to put this to you. How do we answer that question? If we come up to somebody and want to introduce ourselves, what sort of things do we say about ourselves to tell them? They know nothing about us, it's the first time we've met them. What sort of things would you say about yourself to tell them who you are? Name? Yep. So what's your name? You would say, hello, I'm
Charlotte.
Charlotte? Yep. Anything else? Your age? Yep, that'd be another thing. Tell them how old you are. What else? You might tell the person you don't know nothing about you. What might they want to know about you? What do you like doing? Yeah, what do you like doing? Playing netball, right. Have you got any cricket to see today? Right, what else might you like to know? People might like to know about you. Your name, your age, what you like doing. Anything? Oh, sorry.
Where you live.
Where you live. Now that's pretty important, isn't it? Where you come from? Yeah. Well, there's another one that I thought of, that it's which is sort of covered by your name. But we only talked about your name, the first name, didn't you? But what's the other part of your name?
The last name.
The last name. And what does that signify? What does that tell you about another person about you? The last name. It's what family you belong to, isn't it? It tells them probably who your dad and mum were. Tells them where you perhaps they might know. They might know other your family members. And they can see how you fit into that family. So there's lots of things that we can tell other people about who we are, and tell them particular things about us. And one of them, a lot of people I know in Southland are always keen to know where you come from and who your family is, because it seems, particularly in our part of the country, that we always like to know who's connected to who. And that's, I don't think it's quite so common through the north, but in South of the world, somebody should be connected to somebody else. Right. So, we might describe who our family is, where we live, what we live in, whether we live in a house or a tent. And that's how we see ourselves, isn't it? And how others might see us. All those things are how we see ourselves and how other people might see us. But who are we to God? Now that's a different question, isn't it? Who are we to God? Well, I'll tell you. God sees each one of us as individuals. And he sees people he's lovingly created and made. He knows everything about each one of you. So that's who we are to God. We're very special. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, the book we're looking at today, it says, we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus, and he adopted us to be his children. So when God looks at us, he doesn't see all the things that we've done right or wrong, or how good or bad we are, and all the things that are right with us or wrong with us. He sees us as his workmanship, created in Christ. And he wants us and loves us to be near to him, and we are his children. And that's the special thing. God has adopted us in his family, and we believe in him. So God sees you as individuals, He sees you as something that he's made, and he loves you, and he's adopted you as his children. So your family name in God is God's name. Right. And we belong all to that family. Right, let's go. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us and that you have made us. We just ask that each of these children here today would know the reality of that in their lives. That they have been adopted and can be adopted into your family and have your name written on them forever. Mm-hmm. We thank you for that too. In Jesus' name. Amen.